I'm Steve Tawa with three things to know right now. At a rally outside Hahnemann University Hospital at Broad and Vine Streets, Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, one of the many Democratic presidential candidates, announced a $20 billion hospital rescue fund. Mayor Kenney and Governor Wolf say they're willing to put up a total of $15 million to cover gaps in service as the hospital shuts down, in hopes Drexel can help attract a new owner that would keep it operating as a hospital. A major construction project means thousands of SEPTA regional rail riders will not train it to the airport. The Media Elwyn and Wilmington lines are also affected, and riders will have to turn to shuttle buses for a couple of weeks. The transit agency is replacing track and overhead wires. And this third thing to know, President Trump isn't paying much mind to criticism that he's getting after he targeted four Democratic members of Congress, all of whom are women of color. They call his remarks racist and xenophobic. The Phillies are hosting the L.A. Dodgers. The 76ers and Ben Simmons ink a hefty contract extension. The CBS 3 Eyewitness forecast. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 70. Mostly sunny on Tuesday. A hit or miss evening thunderstorm and a high of 92. Then midweek Wednesday, partly cloudy and steamy with late day thunderstorms and the potential for more severe tropical downpours and possible flash flooding. Dangerous heat kicks in later this week. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.